ready to listen to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio, your independent free speech media source. Welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us live on the 10th of April 2006 in the studio. We have Planet Lave.
Hello.
So, another week.
Another week, another dollar.
Another week, another dollar of pain. Misery and slave labor.
It is a four-day week.
It is, yeah.
Hooray!
Ah, that's another good thing, isn't it? You know, that's
a
positive thing to look forward to, I guess.
Good weekend coming up, mate. Four-day weekend.
Yeah.
Also, Doctor Who's back on the TV.
Is he?
So I'm very happy about that.
What channel's that, mate?
BBC One.
Oh, sweet.
7 o'clock this Saturday.
It can only be... It can only really be the two channels, you know. It's not going to be...
BBC.
It's not going to be BBC Two, because BBC Two's... I don't know, how do you classify BBC Two? It's not really trendy, it's just... I don't know. It doesn't play all the crap that BBC One plays, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, BBC's pretty crap, as it is. Anyway. Before we go into too much of all that crap. What are we looking at? We're looking at a Monday today. Obviously, as people requested a change to this radio station, or the radio show, we came up with the idea, well, I came up with the idea of having a weekly kind of show, just focused purely on kind of educational technology, as in last time we did a little bit of Windows network security. I've got something planned to do with some encryption, Wi-Fi, and practical applications of encryption. We've got some other things. I think Dark Nature wants to speak about. I don't know if you want to speak about anything, but we can always fit these things in every Tuesday, let's say, and just basically take that whole episode and just have it full of good educational stuff, and then the rest can be whatever. So that was the idea.
Cool.
Just a quick update on various things. The Hack London project went live. Got a lot of good feedback from London 2600. The meeting was very good. It was great fun. Not a lot of new faces, as far as I can remember. We had quite a lot of discussion about the Hack London projects. Some fantastic feedback and support on the magazine that we are planning to do. Now, originally I thought this is just going to be crazy. And originally it was planned just to be a electronic e-zine, just a text page. But apparently now we've got three volunteers or three possible candidates to be our template and front cover designers. We've got one guy who I'm currently talking to, who's called Smith, that's with a one. We've got another friend of mine who's a professional photographer. And, you know, if we can get these submissions in, and please do send them in, so we can get this whole thing compiled and get it printed. And we're looking actually to get this thing actually printed, and hopefully the cost will be really at cost, like, you know, 50p a magazine or a pound a magazine or something like that, depending on the printing cost will be like. It should be good fun, and you know, we'll see how the first issue kicks off and what we can do with it. I mean, to be quite honest, I've never fucking made a magazine in my life. So I don't know if I'm quite qualified enough to, you know, be a fucking editor. But fuck's sake, you know, when a tough, you know, fucking, no, was it? When the shit fucking hits the fan, and I guess you've got to clean it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And stop throwing poo at fans.
Yeah. Might be a good start.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's good to know there's a lot of enthusiasm this early on in the project.
Yes, yes, it's always a good thing. Obviously, another update. We have a minivan. And we'll have the minivan to our own disposal throughout the whole weekend. And I'm talking about the 6th of May when we're heading up to good old Brighton. Not Brighton, fuck's sake.
Birmingham.
It's blooming great.
It's busting.
It's busting, mate. And we should have a lot of fun. Hopefully won't get my head kicked in by the Brummies, because I've just said that.
Any feedback?
No.
No. Probably won't be now.
and I spoke to Mark and Rat there, and they weren't fucking surprised at all that they didn't reply to me, because they said, they're a bunch of useless bastards, but, you know, good friends. Good friends to them, I think. Well, not anymore. yeah, it should be good fun, and... we've got everything sorted on that side, so if you're interested in doing this, then let one of us know. Send an email to radio@hackervoice.co.uk, and this is not specifically if you want to go, specifically if you want to go on the minibus and you're London based, so we can pick you up from a designated location and we can all bugger off together, because we have 15 seats available. Currently 10 of those are occupied right now, so we've got about, we can stretch another 6, so leaving, you know, maybe one for a reserve or somebody can sit on somebody's lap or whatever. Yes. So that's fun, you know, that's fucking great. I think it should be a great laugh, and me and Hyper have been discussing it. I think we should sort of have this as a reoccurring theme, possibly, like, you know, once a year we go around to these different 2600 meetings in a minibus and have a lot of fun, you know, go to maybe, you know, I don't know, Hull's not actually going anymore. The Hack Hull thing has just been shut down. There is no Hack Hull anymore. But, you know, I don't know, DNS, we could go to DNS one year or something like that, so that should be good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be cool if we can do that, mate, you know, get out there a bit.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's been really good fun, because people have, you know, we've kind of come up with these ideas and people have kind of taken it to themselves to organise this stuff, and that's really what we kind of need, because, as you know, everybody's fucking working either full time or whatever. It's quite busy with various other things, and if you can't really do everything at once and do it well. So it's you know, it's no shame in letting something go that you've, you know, tried to organise and let somebody else do it, because it's at the end of the day. The aim of the game is to get shit done, and the way to do it is through the support and friendship of the various people in the community.
Yeah.
So, you been up to anything fun?
No, not really. Same old.
Same old. Any good stories about any games you've been playing lately, or are you still trying to play Oblivion?
I'm pretty much on Oblivion.
24/7.
Every free waking moment I've got now. It's hooked me.
Is it that awesome now?
I think so. Being a lazy ass RPG player, which you mentioned on another show.
I still remember that comment. You said, "I play it because it's so easy." No. You said, "No. It wasn't that." You said, "I play it because it requires no skill."
That was it. Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome.
I'm sure the diehard fans will punch me in the balls for that one day.
But yes. If they could level up.
That is what attracts me to RPGs.
fair play to you, you know. At least you're honest.
Yes. Too honest. That's my problem.
So. Got, you know, another whole batch of news that our good friend LucasAid has posted for us. I think he never fucking fails to impress. And I do love his comments. I think somebody actually suggested we should get LucasAid to stop posting the news and have him just call in and go,
That'd be cool. And
here's LucasAid with the news. And he just, you know, does like, you know, 2-3 minutes, bang, 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 bang. And then we talk about whatever he said and then we carry on with the show. Because that way... I know I've blocked off that forum specifically to only members, but the word was that it's boring listening to it again when you've just read it, sort of thing. So yeah. I guess I could just restrict it to only me, you, and whoever else is regularly on the show. I guess I could do that if LucasAid isn't willing to jump on the show. I mean, obviously. You know, it'd be fun to be able to do it, but realistically speaking, the guy might not be, you know, willing to talk, and he might not have, you know, a microphone, as simple as that. You know, he might be talking into a fucking jam jar for all we know.
Yeah, definitely be cool to have him on the show, though.
Oh, yes.
Anytime, mate, the door is open.
Yeah, except for Saturdays and Sundays. Where I'm asleep.
And I'm playing Oblivion.
Yeah.
Looking at boobs on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, you can't have enough of that, man. It's one of the most... I don't know, it's... I've written a script whereby I turn on Firefox, and it just goes, lists through all my porn sites, one by one.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice to see you putting the internet to use.
Yes. Nice to see my programming skills are not going to waste.
Hell yeah. So it sounds like there's quite a lot of feedback from the 2600, mate.
Yeah, it's been great.
Any more?
Yeah.
Check out ideas.
Yeah, it's been really good. Obviously, there's quite a lot of stuff that goes on in these things. Mm. The main focus of this thing is... What I don't want it to do is I don't want it to get serious. I want it to be just a laugh and stuff like that. And you know, I've as a very kind of, I don't know, somebody that's at the front or kind of, you know, I don't know how to call it, like, you know, very, very kind of in the, I don't know, in the public eye, as it were, in the hacking scene, you get quite a lot of attention. Some of it may not be very nice, and some of it may be quite welcome, and others may be quite, I don't know, detrimental to what you're trying to do. So, you know, you just don't want it to get too serious, and you don't want stuff to boil down to business at these kind of things. You want it to just be fun. And laugh and discussing about various things, but as it is, you know, the hacking scene cannot go without having its fucking drama, and there's always a bit of drama to be enjoyed from time to time. So it was quite interesting to hear about these various stories and stuff like that.
Spill the beans.
Oh, I can't. I possibly can't. But it was something along the lines of somebody was talking about somebody else, and And it was a case of, well, we're going to have to write about this guy in the magazine because he's a total twat and he's a cunt, and it'd be really funny to write about him and see if he'd get pissed off. What else was it? Yeah, it was just basically, you know, it was just a bit of politics and a bit of drama and how people want to do this and how people are, you know, slowing them down and various things like that. So it was good fun. But we're gonna have to get all that stuff, you know, into the magazine and get all that juicy gossip, as it were, into there, because it should be quite a laugh.
So is the magazine gonna be like Heat for Hackers?
Yeah, literally, it's gonna be Heat for Hackers, and you're gonna have an expose pull out sheet.
Look who's pregnant.
Look who's bought a new laptop. And he doesn't even have a serial cable. Shock horror.
What a noob.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Heat for Hackers. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Oh, God. So, what else was going on? Let's see. I can't remember now because I get fucking pissed at these fucking events, and
yeah,
there's not a lot of memory that lasts me after. But there's quite a lot of talk about privacy, talk about things that happen on Wednesday, like Gary McKinnock, who's jetting off to not to a holiday for fuck's sake, but he's jetting off to get his sentence cleared in court. I think that's happening. No, sorry, that's happening today. He's going to Bower Magistrates Court, as far as I remember. Either he's going to America, or he's going to UK to get sentenced or deported. No. I've got it right.
Wasn't he trying to be extradited to the States, and he didn't want to be because they'll eat him over there.
Yeah, I've just worked out what it is. It's he's going to the UK, to London somewhere, to get to see if he's going to be extradited,
right.
And hopefully he isn't going to be extradited. So we'll see about that. That's quite important, actually. And if you are available in London on Wednesday to visit him, I think there's a post somewhere in the forums that Hype has posted about that. And go ahead and check that out, and I'm sure it's got an address of where it is and the time, so if you are available, and go over there and show your support. But I bet like the whole crowd's going to be surveillanced by SO17 with their fucking cameras and shit, just to see who's in the crowd of all these people, to work out who is supporting him. And generally, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just me being paranoid, but it does seem like something that the police might do.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Yep, that's in the General Hacking forum. A little post there about what's going on with the guy.
Yeah. So, obviously, talking about the whole kind of getting arrested for hacking, I'm sure many of you have seen or heard about the story about that up to 40 rapists are given a caution every year. Up to 40 rapists a year are given no more than a police caution when they confess to being a rapist or committing rape. This emerged today, promoting an outrage from women's groups. Home Office figures show that the number of cautions more than doubled between 1994 and 2004 to 40 from 19. This is pretty shocking that anyone has been cautioned for rape, said Lisa Longstaff from the Women pardon me, Against Rape, or WAR for short. So it's kind of weird that that when you see something like as precisely what LucasAids commented there about, you know, hackers or fucking not hackers, but any cunt using their neighbor's Wi-Fi is slapped on the term hacker and given 10 years in prison, when somebody who physically assaults and rapes a woman, leaving her with physical and mental damage, is given a simple caution, a slap on the wrists for actually physically forcing a sexual act onto another human being without any consent and causing, you know, detrimental life fucking long psychological trauma, a caution. And there's 40 of these fuckers a year getting off with a caution, and there's just, you know, little Joe 1337 on his laptop fucking around and getting fucking 10 years. Now, can you tell me how justified that is? When some kid who does absolutely no fucking harm, probably about 50 quid's worth of damage, if less, gets, you know, up to 10 years, and this fucker gets off with a caution.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it just makes
me... Simple as that.
It just makes me fucking sick, you know. There is no justice in the fucking joke of a fucking justice system. It's a piss take. How the fuck can people get away with a caution after they have simply admitted to carrying out the most sickening acts as rape? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, the spokesperson here for the Women Against Rape, as you said a minute ago, I just want to repeat that, it is pretty shocking that anyone is cautioned for rape.
Yeah.
I think that says it all.
Yeah.
How can you just get away with a caution?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
It's just...
These people, they've confessed. They said, yes, I'm a rapist.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, well, try not to do it again. Stay out of trouble. Yeah. You know... We'll probably arrest you next time, maybe. That's a fucking get out of jail free card right there.
Yeah.
Insane, mate. Can't see why it happens.
No, neither can I. And I mean, you know, you can not even, you know, keeping the whole kind of why hackers get so much and these bastards get so little argument. You know, that's quite, in a way, selfish, if you see what I mean. The point is that these fuckers are getting away with rape. You know? So, I think somebody needs to give a big fucking kick up the arse to the judicial court system, legal system, and get the shit sorted.
So right.
Because otherwise, man, there's going to be shit fucking all over the place.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fucked up, what more can you say?
Exactly. A man clobbered with... what the fuck is up with this? Man clobbered with... £126 trillion phone bill. Wait, is this correct or am I just reading this wrong? Publican Jack Harding got the shock of his life when he received this month's phone bill from BT demanding more than £616,000. But if you think that's bad, spare a thought for Yahya Wahabd. Is that right? A 36-year-old meat importer from Malaysia. He's just been sent a phone bill for $806 trillion. What's that? Ringgit?
Ringgit, I think.
Fuck knows.
Must be Malaysian.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
About 126 trillion So, you know, their inflation rate's quite high. according to the Malaysians' new Straits Times, been given 10 days to cuff up or face legal action. That's a fucking joke, man. How the fuck do you cough up 126 trillion pounds? Mate, fucking governments, whole fucking governments can't cough up that amount in a year's time. How is this fucking Malaysian meat importer that probably earns like £17,000 a year gonna cough up 20... I mean, does this not go through these motherfuckers' minds when they're reading this piece of shit paper that this guy owes you 26 trillion? Is there like no fucking quality assurance through their billing process? How could he even in a space of a month's time, which is what I think is this bill, you know, you get monthly billing on phone bills, could clock up a phone bill for more than 126 trillion pounds. God's
it's
sake.
It's impossible. Yeah. Who's he calling? Fucking Pluto?
Yeah. If the company wants to seek legal action, as mentioned in the letter, I'm ready to face it. In fact, I can't wait to face it. This is such a fucking joke, man. When was this posted? Couldn't be fucking 1st of April, could it?
Let's double check.
Yeah, because this sounds
like 10th of April, today.
Bollocks, man.
It's just a computer cock-up.
Yeah.
He's probably made so little phone calls that it's actually gone round again.
Yeah.
And put him on the maximum amount, which is 126 trillion or something stupid like that. They're never going to see a penny of that.
No. Come on. Seriously, man. The company doesn't earn 126 trillion in a year. I mean, in fucking 10 years, that's not their net profit, I can assure you. They're probably turning over maybe 20, 30 billion. They're not turning over fucking... Oh, God's sake. That's going to be a joke. I've got to keep track of that thing, because I'd love to figure out what the fuck's going on with that.
Just following the story to its original link.
Yeah, go ahead.
It says he got the bill for 806 trillion, whatever the local currency is.
Yeah.
He got it to his late father's house, which has been vacant since his death. And the chap who received the bill said he nearly fainted when he saw it. Oh, I'd have just shit my pants, I think.
I would have fucking had a fucking stroke, man.
Oh, dear.
It's like...
Yeah, 806 trillion in this currency. And his previous bill was 84. Not trillion, just 84. Whatever it was, ringle gingles.
Yeah, so that's about, I don't know, £45.
Yeah, it's... Well, no, I think it's about a tenner.
Yeah.
It's a pittance. It's so, normal phone bill.
So,
yeah,
how the fuck does... I wonder if it's even possible to ring up a phone bill to that amount in a month's time. I mean, are you like calling everything at the same time?
You couldn't ring it up.
No. I don't think you'd have enough time in your lifetime to spend on the phone talking to the most highest prostitute premium rate number to be able to ring it up. You know? If this guy was, like, calling every single motherfucking prostitute in the world constantly, 24/7... With several lines at the same time, on a loop, for a whole month, you still wouldn't get to 26,000 trillion. 2,600 trillion.
It also says at the end of the story here, he added that the bill was also addressed to Alor Star...
Yeah.
Penang, instead of Kedah.
Right.
Not knowing these places, it's hard to tell what's somebody's name and what's the place. It's illogical, Captain, he says. there is no Alor Star in Penang. So it's addressed to the wrong person as well.
Well, let's just say whoever it is really addressed to is going to fucking have a hard time. I mean, his grand fucking children will be in debt, man. Fucking 50,000 generations of children will have no fucking money ever to be paying that debt to this company back. I mean, like, fucking the whole of Africa doesn't owe that much money in debt. You know? Do they not consider these things yet?
You'd have thought that would have rung some alarm bells at the company.
Surely the computer would crash when it got to so many zeros, man.
Yeah. It's absolutely death.
Yeah.
He said it was careless for the company to send a bill without checking, since the amount was larger than the total telephone bills of the whole country.
Yeah.
So it is just a monumental cockle.
You gotta love that, man. I think that's why I'm spending so much time on it, because we won't get this again. You've got to milk it for all it's worth, for all its 126 trillion pounds worth of motherfucking debt. Oh, fucking, his bank manager must have shit himself as well. Yes.
Well, you know, this firm, they deserve all the bad publicity we can give them, just for being idiots. Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to get a loan for 26 trillion rigget. granny floors intruder with TV karate moves.
Hiya!
Wah! Fool! Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. What on earth is happening to the world's pensioners? Time was your dear old grandpa would be sitting on a fireside chair, dispensing wisdom and Werther's original in equal measures while wrapped in a tartan travelling rug, faithful Labrador asleep by his bedsit feet. Well, not anymore. Appears that this granny must have just, like, done some gangster moves on this fuckers. And she's a 75-year-old Russian. Fucking hell. I'm not surprised. So what's this story about? Let's see. 75 Russian who stumbled into the set of a porn flick and quickly shot his way to sooner. I swear
that's this is about other old people for a little bit. If you go down to Ditto Romania on the story.
Ditto Romania. Oh, right. Ditto Romania, where a 75-year-old woman recently floored an intruder with some sharp karate moves she picked up on TV self-defense show. I think it could have been possibly Fool the A-Team, according to Anova Anika D from the village of Papieni in Visuli County, wherever the hell that is. Write in if you're from there. Woke up to find herself being assaulted by the nighttime ne'er-do-well, right?
Ne'er-do-well,
all right. She shouted for help, but nobody was forthcoming. Accordingly, she immobilized the assailant and then called the authorities. Romanian paper Ziarul reports the 30-year-old cunt who did this has been charged with burglary and attempted rape. That must have just been put in there for a joke, I guess, to fuck it. Although it's clear that he can count himself lucky to escape with his vitals intact. I guess she must have kicked him in the balls or something, man, because from the looks of it, man, the only way a granny could immobilize a man is if he gets a short fucking kick in the balls.
Well, even so, you'd double up and stagger off, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
She must have kicked the crap out of him. You know?
Yeah.
75-year-old woman wakes up to find some guy trying to rape her.
Yeah.
And he's still there when the police arrive. And he didn't get to have a go on her.
He must have
She beat the crap out of her.
Oh, fucking hell. Or maybe he was just really fucking, like, I don't know, like really lightweight.
How lightweight do you have to be to have your ass kicked by a 75-year-old woman?
Yeah, true, true. You'd have to be like, I don't know, a bit of...
You shouldn't be a burglar if that's how tough you are.
It would probably be like a bit of veneer would be able to stand up against the granite.
Absolutely mad. Can you imagine this fucking idiot in prison? What are you in for? Oh, attempting to rape a 75-year-old woman. Oh, how'd that work out? Well, she beat the fuck out of me.
Oh, man. His arse is going to be like a fucking microwave.
He's going to be passed around that prison.
Yeah.
You want to know about rape? You're about to.
Anything else that took your fancy in these news stories?
Let's have a look. Because I've been going through these bit by bit during the day. Let's just see if the headlines bring anything back.
Bring it back. Bring it back to me.
Yeah, obviously, this Linux virus thing.
Right.
Virus threatens PCs running Linux or Windows. Hackers have released a sample code for a virus that could infect both Linux and Windows PCs. The virus, which was given the double name Virus Linux BIA and Virus Win32 BIA, was reported Friday by security firm Kaspersky Labs. Security researchers worry that the malicious code may be part of a disturbing new trend of viruses that can run on Windows as well as other operating systems that have, until now, largely been ignored by hackers. The virus appears to have no practical application, Kaspersky said. It is a proof of concept code written to show that it is possible to create a cross-platform virus. However, our experience shows that once proof of concept code is released, virus writers are usually quick to take the code and adapt it for their own use.
Haha.
So, it doesn't do anything, but it's just another heads up from us that there are all kinds of viruses out there, and they're not just for Windows anymore.
It'd be really cool to see how quickly we can get a patch for that motherfucker for Linux, and what exactly it does to a Linux machine. Like, what exactly how it works. I'll have to see if I can get the proof of concept for that and start coding my own virus for it. Just to piss.
It'll be a cool thing to watch.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, all my computers have gone down. No, it'd be quite fun to have a crack at that.
Mm.
So, beware.
Beware whatever operating system you use.
I guess it'd be quite interesting to see, seeing as it's cross-platform, to see if it's truly cross-platform or if it's just, you know, two viruses stuck together. Mm. Bit like the, you know, bird flu thing. It kind of mutates. I don't know. Alarm over shopping radio tags. Supermarkets have already bought everything under the sun of under one roof. And along the way being accused of deadening the high street of butchers and bakers and candlestick makers. Now they are introducing a new technology that some say threatens a fundamental invasion of our privacy. And a good little comment there from LucasAid saying that we have been fucking saying this for how long? Motherfuckers, this is to do with RFID tags. Yes, the tag of Satan, or Satan's spunky, spunky, sticky sperm that will follow you everywhere you fucking go. And apparently supermarkets, as we all know, are introducing this thing to their line of goods and products. You will now be purchasing a, you know, t-shirt or something like that that will have some little tag, and once you paid for it, it, you know, senses that you are that person that has bought that tag. And I'm not actually reading the story, but this is what I know about these things. Did you read about this, or did it pique your interest?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm. Pretty much as LucasAid says, we've covered this quite a lot, because RFID is bad, kids. Stay away from it.
Yeah.
Just say no. Dear. The potential for this to be used in all the wrong areas are so big. One of the cool things is if you go to the story and follow it through, there's a little quote from big man Vint Cerf.
Yes, the father of the intranet.
That's the boy. And he says
the
here...
The architect.
The architect of the internet. Yes. You have to ask yourself, Neo, what you want. Or something. Yeah.
Vis-a-vis...
Yeah. So, bit of a tangent there.
Ergo, vis-a-vis...
Yes. Was it just me who found that bit of the Matrix really boring?
I thought it was fucking hilarious, because there you have Vint Cerf there as the architect. I mean, come on, who else did they fucking base that character on?
Yeah.
Truly. So he's in the fucking armchair, saying all this crap to him, you know, ergo, vis-a-vis, all this bollocks, and look at these monitors, I'm watching everyone. Not that one, don't watch that one, there's somebody fucking there.
That's not my porn.
I would have the fucking right mind to slap that cunt, because he, you know...
Who?
Well, the architect.
Oh.
Because he, you know, he's probably seen my missus undressing and all that shit. Fucking...
But not Vint Cerf.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. You never know, he could be reading your emails, but not necessarily watching you crack one off.
I sent him a video of that anyway.
Yeah. Did he reply?
Yeah. With a court order.
Nice.
Tangents. Yeah. Right. Vint Cerf says, you start to ask yourself, who has the ability to read the chips and what do they do with the information? That's what it all comes down to.
Nothing evil, of course.
Oh, no. RFID is for your benefit.
Yes. You must be tagged.
Or die.
Yes. See, it's for your benefit. It would be, you know, if somebody said, you know, be tagged or die. And how bad could it get? You know, it's really for your benefit. Because if you don't get tagged, we'll have to kill you. So it's a good thing.
You really should get a job in the government.
I should, shouldn't I? God, there'll be fucking changes in this place.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm kidding. And Mark's just saying that the Linux Windows virus is complete bollocks. And it's not actually news, because this kind of thing's happened before. And it's not interesting at all, because it's not actually a virus. There was at least one, but maybe it's now two. The real worm before which worked on Linux and Windows and Solaris, not all three, but two of the same time at least, using different vulnerabilities on each. So, yeah.
Sorry, Mark.
What's that?
I found it interesting.
Yeah.
Apparently it's not.
Well, I mean, there was a worm that was supposedly, you know, multi-platform, that was sold as a virus, which was just a worm, and that used a specific, very specific exploit to Linux, which was like, I don't know, like very kind of focused in one little vulnerability in a daemon, as far as I can remember. And then exploited something else in Windows. But, yeah, it's fucking bullshit. I love the way that you're reading those two articles about Linux and Windows, and there's this huge fucking advert for Mac, for iMac. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. I missed that.
That was great. It's like, virus found on Windows and Linux. Da-da-da-da-da, this virus is there, blah, blah, blah. And there's a huge fucking advert for an iMac to say as if, ha, 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 you're not safe anymore. Come with us, come with us. Oh, shit, but we've switched to Intel. Now we're fucked as well. Oh, hello?
I think I lost you there for a second.
Yeah. Weird.
Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Yep, cool. Yeah, but it does tie in with the fact that there was a Mac virus not too long ago we reported on.
Yeah.
Want to report on this because, as I've said before, I do believe this is the future. You will see a lot more Mac viruses, fucking Linux viruses, as they are used more and more.
Yeah.
And you can't just hide behind the fact that you've got a Mac. Therefore, viruses don't apply to you. You're a special little boy.
Fucking people that have Macs are usually special anyway.
Does not work.
Yeah.
You fucking retard.
Well, you know,
I'm talking to Mac users out there who say they don't need virus protection.
Well, people that use Macs are usually special anyway, so.
Yeah. Weirdos.
They were the, you know, they're the people that write blogs, for fuck's sake. And that carry iPods and that are, like, wearing the latest fucking grandpa caps and with fucking jeans that go down to half your ass.
Are grandpa caps in fashion?
Well, they used to be, yeah. Well, they probably still are. You know those grandpa caps? They're usually they're in fashion with the gay male scene. Yeah.
It's surprising how much you know about that scene.
Fuck. Yeah. Surprising how much I don't want to fucking know about that scene.
One of these days you're going to come out on air, I'm sure of it.
Yes, okay, I've used a Mac from time to time.
Queer eye for the hacker guy. The weirdie.
Oh, my source code's all over the place.
You got to think about your source code feng shui.
Yeah. Anyway, before we go...
Bit of a tangent.
Before I digress. Got about 10 minutes left. A laser that melts fat. A laser which melts fat is being developed by scientists. Experts from the Massachusetts General Hospital in the US say it could be used to treat heart disease, cellulite, and acne. The laser is able, for the first time, to heat up fat in the body without harming the overlaying skin. Awesome stuff. But what happens when fat melts? You get grease. Where does this fucking grease go? They've completely missed that part. Which brings me to my next question, is that I'm going to now develop a grease-sucking machine and make millions of pounds. Mwah. And another question is, can I put it on a shark?
That's question number one with any laser.
Yes. Got to be able to put it on a shark. Doom 2 comes to iPod. Thanks to Rugbox, an open source replacement firmware for the iPod. Doom 2 is now playable on your iPod, which I think is fucking awesome. However, you have to buy a fucking iPod. Or if you already own an iPod, I'm so sorry that you do. Yeah, I'm sure God will forgive you.
Stop dissing my pod.
Do you have an iPod?
I do. It's rubbish.
I'm just going to take a moment to pray for you.
Please do. Save my soul from Steve Jobs. Bloody waste of money that was. 300 odd quid. Ugh.
This is going to be fucking hilarious, man. A surgeon is to operate on live TV just using hypnosis. A surgeon will tonight attempt to perform the first operation to be broadcast on live television using hypnosis as an aesthetic. Tom Hengen, consultant surgeon at the Prince's Royal Hospital in Farnborough, Kent, will repair a hernia, making an incision in the groin. And he's going to use hypnosis to do this. This is fucking hilarious. What channel is this on? I have to fucking watch this. And tape
four,
it.
Four.
Awesome. I've got to fucking watch this. That should be so funny, because what happens when it goes wrong and this guy's got a fucking syringe stuck up his fucking chest? Yeah. God.
Is this... It is live, isn't it?
Yeah, that should be fucking hilarious.
It's live. God, why'd they fuck it up?
Oh, that's... Oh, I don't know, man. It's going to be funny, whatever happens. What if like, he's just so good at, like, the whole thing and just, like, puts everyone in the country in a trance that's watching it?
Maybe that's his plan. He's an evil genius.
Yeah. Now, from a little bit of voyeur news, court rules that an act seen only by a security camera cannot have caused an offence of indecency. No one can be outraged if a camera is the only witness. Sex acts cannot outrage public decency if they are captured by closer circuit television and are not seen actually taking place by passers-by. Keith Rose has been cleared of the offence of outraging public decency because the only witness to his sexual conduct was a CCTV camera in the foyer of a bank. Interesting, and that's quite weird, you know, if the camera's been watching you having an old go at it. I guess it's, you know, I don't know. Can I have the tapes?
I want exclusive distribution rights.
Yeah. I'd love to be behind those cameras, man. Seriously, it would be like the coolest job in the world. You just get to see, like, fucking everything happening at the same time.
I think you'd go a bit weird.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
I'd love to. You specifically, just people who
do that. I'm already fucking weird, man. It's a bit late for that. It's just a tiny bit late. But I tell you what, I've got to track somebody down. Not in a weird way or anything, but who works specifically as a CCTV camera operator, and just see what they have to say. I think that would be very cool, just to have them on the show as an interview.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
See if the mayor...
And just talking about the little thing I posted up in the forums today, in the general talk, how to stop trolls. The US government has passed a law making it illegal for you to annoy someone over the internet. Nah, 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 nah. But it's okay if you give them your real name. Whoever utilizes any device or software that can be used to originate telecommunications or other types of communications that are transmitted in whole or in part by the internet. I love that shit when they have to explain how the internet works so much in legal talk, without disclosing their identity and with the intent to annoy, fucking hell, abuse, threaten, or harass any person who receives the communication, shall be fined under the Title 18 or imprisoned no more than 2 years or both. So if you are a internet troll that goes around in forums creating trollish trouble, and you use an alias like Owner Jim, you will be sent to 2 years or fined, or both. So yeah, I'll just kick this off. I know something that'll get on your nerves, get on your nerves, get on your nerves. I know something that'll get on your nerves, get on your nerves, get on your nerves. I could go on, but I just want the fine. So, yes, that's quite fucked up and a bit weird, don't you think? I mean, I can understand why, but, like, I mean, come on. How much of a pussy do you have to be if you can't just, like, ignore the person that's sending you these, you know, stupid emails? I don't know.
More crap laws.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And also, if you're going to use your real name, like, yeah, because you'll really be able to find out if I was using my real name or not to send you a picture of, like, you know, like, somebody's, your, I don't know, like, a picture of your face and, like, gay written on it or something like that. I don't know. Like, yeah, fucking... oh, yeah, and Mark was saying about his replies that you have to have intent to annoy, which is really stupid because, like, oh, I did it, but I didn't mean it to be intentional. It's like fucking primary school shit. Like, yeah, but I didn't do it on purpose, miss. Like, fucking hell, man. You either fucking try and piss someone off or you don't. You can't just accidentally piss someone off. Like, you have to do something. I don't know. It's just one of those fucking Americans, man. That's all I have to say. Fucking Americans and their fucking law system is a fucking joke.
Just want to say hi to anyone listening on DDP Hack Radio in America. Hi!
Hi, and your, if you have any comments about your law system, please do write in to radio@hackervoice.co.uk because we want to hear your views on what you think about your law system and how much of a fucking joke and a wank it is. Thank you very much.
Cool, that's about time, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to round this stuff off. Thank you for listening to Hacker Voice Radio. Again, I have to stress, if you have any comments, suggestions, or complaints, radio@hackervoice.co.uk is the place to send them. You will get a reply. Thank you. Tomorrow is a Tuesday, which means that we will have a tech spectacular. Hopefully I'll have enough time to prepare some good stuff for you guys on good practical encryption. Yes, that's about it for me.
Cool, me too.
Good night, have a good one.
Ta-ta.
Some drum and bass for all you drum and bass heads. Yeah.